This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. From the corporate profit desk today, Home Depot. Almost $3.5 billion net revenue April through June. But hang on to your tool belt, gang, because the home improvement giant cut its sales forecast for the year, blaming two items in particular. Tariffs is the easy one, and what they're going to do to the aforementioned American consumers and our spending power. But also the deflated price of lumber, which is interesting because wasn't all that long ago that those prices were anything but deflated. Marketplace's Amy Scott is on that one.
Back in May of last year, the price of 1,000 feet of Western spruce 2x4s topped $650. Today, it's about $340. Paul Yonke follows the lumber market at Forest Economic Advisors.
It's crazy the difference that a year can make, right?
In 2018, a lack of supply and stronger than expected demand from the U.S. housing market drove prices to record highs. So Yonke says lumber mills ramped up production just as construction started to slow down. He says most lumber is used either for building new homes or repairing and remodeling old ones, so-called R&R. And when you compare the first half of this year with the first half of 2018...
R&R markets, according to the government statistics, are down 17% year over year, and the single-family home markets are down about 4%.
The drop in prices has given home builders, who are facing higher labor and land costs, a bit of a break. Rob Dietz is chief economist with the National Association of Home Builders.
So for builders and home buyers and homeowners who want to remodel, the lower lumber prices are a buying opportunity.
But for Home Depot, it means lower revenue. Analyst Brian Yarbrough with Edward Jones says take a 4x8 sheet of plywood. What Home Depot sold for $18 last year is now going for $7. And even though the company is also paying less for those boards...
You have to sell basically two sheets for every one you were selling before just to have the same sales number. And so that's difficult.
But Yarbrough expects lumber prices to rebound as supply and demand come back into balance. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.